Carbo and the Gladiator. The streets of Vienne were packed when Carbo entered the town. He was irritated. He had walked far that day under a hot sun blazing out of a cloudless sky and just wanted to find a tavern for food, drink, and a seat to rest his backside on. He was surprised that the place was this busy. He had been told that Vienne was a complete latrine of a town, full of ugly women, corrupt merchants, and ruthless criminals. This had, however, been relayed to him by a tavern keeper of the Idui, one of the Gallic tribes further north. Vienne was a settlement of the Allobroges, a tribe that had supported Caesar in his Gallic conquests. Carbo suspected that his Iduan source had a somewhat jaundiced opinion of his southerly neighbours. The town itself seemed pleasant enough. Carbo had spotted a theatre, the markets and shops looked to have a variety of fresh produce, and the women were anything but ugly. Still, for the town to be this crowded was unexpected. The reason was soon obvious when Carbo saw a sign painted in big, bright letters on a prominent wall. The gladiatorial troop of the Aedile, T. Solonius Avitus, will fight tomorrow in Vienne. There will be a big animal hunt. Antiochus will fight Diomedes. Awnings will be provided. Carbo smiled. It was the first good news of the day, a nice sporting event to break up his long journey back to Rome. He found his way to a tavern that looked slightly less crowded than the rest, and used his bulk to force his way in. Despite protests from those already crammed into the small room, he eased his way to the tavern keeper and bought a large cup of well-watered wine and some bread and cheese. Finding somewhere to sit was impossible without starting a fight, however, and as a brawl would mean at least evens that he would spill his wine, he decided not to force the issue. He went back into the street and sat with his back against a shop wall, stretching his aching legs out. He drained his cup, then ate hungrily. When the small meal was gone, he looked around. The crowd was of a varied makeup: rich nobles, local town dwellers.